Prepare for emergencies with the same gear you bring on the campouts. We're checking things out next on Western Life Radio.
Hi, I'm Phil Douglas from the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources, and I'd like to invite you to put a little wild in your life with a unique chance to see wild elk. Each winter, the DWR conducts sleigh rides to see Rocky Mountain elk at the Hardware Wildlife Management Area, located 17 miles east of Hiram, Utah, in the beautiful Blacksmith Fork Canyon. For hours, directions, and ticket prices, visit our website. Oh, what fun it is to ride!
For the latest snowmobile grooming reports and current snowmobile conditions throughout the state, check out www.snowut.com. Grooming schedules are posted and conditions and snow depths are updated weekly. There is also a link to the Utah Avalanche Forecast Center so you can get all of your snowmobile information in one spot. This message is brought to you by Utah State Parks OHV Education.
Be safe this winter driving season. Make sure your car is in proper working condition and is stocked with blankets, warm clothing, booster cables, a fire extinguisher, and tools. Also, be sure to include bottled water, high-calorie snacks, a first aid kit, flashlights and batteries, a shovel, and ice scraper. These winter safety tips are brought to you by FEMA, the Region 8 Youth Preparedness Council, this station, and Western Life Radio.
Camping gear doubles as emergency preparedness gear. Peter Milburn with Sportsman's Warehouse reviews top items.
Something people don't think about is put a little lighter in this. Put a lighter like you would use to light a barbecue or camp, because if you do get stuck somewhere and you have to, for heaven's sake, build a fire or something, you got a way to start it. Because nowadays, most of the cars out there don't even have cigarette lighters in them anymore. So if you have yourself a little lighter or you have a little package of matches, you could go all the way and have a little flint and all that. But just as long as you have at least a lighter or something like that, is simple. Have that with you. Have some jumper cables in case your battery dies. Somebody can help you. Have some chain with you or heavy-duty rope that if you are stuck in a snowbank, somebody could pull you out, because you don't know that the other guy is going to be prepared. If somebody does come along to rescue you, if they don't have anything to help you out, you're no better off than if they didn't come along. So simple, just the foil-type blankets. You can put those in a little container in the back of your car. And there's nothing wrong with, if you're going on a long trip, you know it's in the winter, there's going to be some snowstorms and so forth along your way, there's nothing wrong with packing a sleeping bag in your trunk. In case something does happen, you've got something warm that you can wrap around yourself and keep yourself alive.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.